Hey guys, if you would like to get to know each one of us better,
go check out Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com.
Or the app. Get the app. That's better.
Okay. Listed in the show notes on the support link.
Hello, folks. This is Devin Birdsong. I'm your humble moderator. You're listening to our 3-year anniversary episode. If you'd like to see a portion of this episode, I'll put a link in the description below. Yeah, we're on YouTube. I'm going to edit a little bit of this down. We also have some bonus audio footage that we did not release to YouTube. So enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the program, everybody. My name is Devin Birdsong. This is Pod Me. I am your humble virtual pastor. We come here to Studio 4 on a weekly basis, and we invite the church leadership to be a part of this program. I know, you're wondering who the church leadership is, and I'm glad to tell you who it is, all right? We got over here our deacon, Dustin Wakely.
Glad to be here tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Got anything else you want to say?
Bing bong!
All right. We also have our song leader, Brother Brad Cottrell.
Hello.
How's it going? With all the enthusiasm he could muster.
Ready to lead the church in worship.
Here I am to worship. No, here I come.
Here I am.
You had it right.
I did have it right. Yeah. It didn't sound right.
Just think Old Hopper's song and then that one together. Here I am.
I've never Maybe put not. Those two together.
Yeah. So I was just trying to give you a good way to remember that.
Thank you. I will never forget that now.
Absolutely. We're here in Studio 4. It's the first story of our office complex, our vast office complex,
yes.
Studio 4. And that just simply means it's the fourth studio that we recorded in. You know, nothing noteworthy other than that. And I mean, it is the place where we record most often.
Yes, it's just like home.
And today, for this special occasion, right here in Studio 4, we have our very own listener, Herschel Ingram.
Cello!
Come on with it.
Hello.
How you doing, Hersch?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Doing good.
Thanks for having me.
That makes up the ministry of low expectations, and looks like we've sunk to a new depth today, right?
We have.
Well, boys, it's been 3 years.
Wow.
Three years.
Are y'all amazed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you call it the third birthday or the third anniversary? I mean, is this an anniversary episode or a birthday episode?
I kind of like birthday.
I like birthday.
Do you?
Yeah.
It could be the anniversary of our birth.
No, I'm confused. So I wanted to just go back to the beginning. Can we do that? Because it's going to be talking a little bit about me, which I hate. I hate that.
Yeah.
But
tell again the vision that you had. How this all came about.
Okay. Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
January, February-ish of 2020. I'm going to tell you guys like you don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We'll act interested.
We'll act surprised.
Yeah. We'll
you seem stuff. Interested, Brother Dustin.
Yeah. I want to hear this.
Keeping your eyes locked on what I have to say.
I'm hanging on to every word.
I appreciate it. January, February-ish of 2020, my cousin, shout out to you, Brother Andrew Bella. He called me and said, he lives in the state of Georgia. He said, hey, guess what I'm going to do? And I was, okay, never guess. I'm going to start a podcast. And I'm like, good for you. You go do that. And he was like, no, man, it's a great way to connect. And so he's like, I've already ordered the equipment. So then I was like, awesome, good for you. So he gets his equipment in, sends me a couple recordings. And I'm like, that audio sounds great. Fast forward a few weeks and the world shuts down because of the pandemic. We're not able to go to church together. I'm sitting at home trying to figure out some different ways to connect. And I decide I'd record a message on my phone. So I come here and recorded a message on my phone, and I didn't really care for how that was. I was sending those little audio clips out to our church people, but we were desperately trying to connect with each other. I told Hannah one day, I was like, you know what? I think just for the sound quality, I'm thinking about ordering some equipment. So I did, and I said, you know, you never know. I might tell someone else's testimony. Well, I get the equipment in, and I was extremely overwhelmed by the recording process, the editing process, all of that. I'm like, what in the world am I going to do? I had heard Brother Mike Blue give his testimony, and I always wanted to share that with someone. So I contacted him. He agreed. So I was like, okay, here we go. We're going to start this. I came up with the name Pardon Me as a play on Pardon Me. Y'all didn't know that until now?
Really?
Mind blown.
Where'd that come from?
Started with his testimony, and I knew I could make the commitment of once a month. And let's see. I've got a few notes wrote down here. That was June 1st. Actually, it was released a couple days earlier because I didn't know what I was doing. Then fast forward to October 1st, and I'd already ran out of friends with good testimonies. So I'm like, hey, Brother Dustin, would you be interested in being on the podcast? We had several conversations about that.
We did.
And you were pretty much in that same category of, hey, good for you.
Yeah, man. What? You bought, Rodecaster? Man, that's awesome. Hope you have fun with that.
Yeah.
Man, our church really needs that, Brother Devin.
Yeah. Well, by this time,
we were
coming back to church. So
yeah.
I asked you if you and Brother Brad would be available. I actually want to talk to Brother Brad about it. If my memory serves me correctly, you were okay with that?
Yeah, I had to quickly go find the podcast app where I could figure out what a podcast was.
Yes.
And then proceeded to binge listen to all of your previously
released. Both of
released.
My episodes.
Yeah, however released. Many you had. I listened to all those just to kind of see what was going on. And
yeah, because I didn't tell anybody here about it.
No.
No.
No, I had no idea.
You would send us a link most times whenever, I think, didn't you?
I sent one out. I sent Brother Blue's
Brother
testimony
Blues.
Out. Or maybe somebody else shared that link. I think Hannah may have. She's kind of my promoter.
I just meant like one-on-one.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't put out to our church or
right.
anything, but.
So we record our first episode, and afterwards, it's like, that was fairly enjoyable. And I asked you guys if you thought that was something we could do on a regular basis. So we made a commitment to once every 2 weeks, then once a week. Back up, my third episode, I was going to test out some recording equipment, see if I can make a phone call and record better quality there than what Brother Blues was. And I called Judd, and I'm like, hey, let's just try out this equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And you obliged. And I was like, hey, I tell you what, you could be Herschel. And you on the fly made up what Herschel might be.
It's horrible. I have no idea.
If only you could redo that conversation.
Yeah. Thought that over a couple times.
Yeah. And to go along with that, I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Not me neither.
I knew the name.
You hadn't even been here to preach yet.
Never had.
Yeah.
I knew of Brother Steve Moore and seen him around, but I didn't know anybody here.
I knew your name. I had heard your name, but I never had met you.
So that little segment was recorded. Now, I thought it was humorous. And our goal in that whole little recording was, hey, let's see if we can make each other laugh. Whoever breaks first basically loses.
Yeah.
Well, then I played it for my family, and they thought it was funny. And I'm like, you think I should release that? And they're like, oh, yeah. So did I even get your permission?
Nope. It's more or less like, hey, I just released this. I'm like, oh,
that's our Potterator right
there.
It's
out there to the masses.
Yeah.
Anyway, so periodically, because you were away, periodically we would give a phone call to you as Herschel.
Yeah.
The whole bit you made up about Loretta, your wife.
Yeah. It was spontaneous. It was off the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
A little crazy because we had to go back and remember what I said.
Yeah.
Because it was just off
we
top of the head.
We were trying to build this character over time.
Yeah. No script to it.
And then Brother Brad and Brother Dustin gets involved, and we committed to once a week. And one of the huge things that's been something I think has been very neat to connect with the audience has been the feedback, which Brother Brad was opted to read because of some offhand comment while we were visiting on here one day. We found out he loved to read.
Right.
So we started asking for feedback. That's been a very huge success, I think.
It's funny to me how they'll put time into it and kind of go along with what we're doing or kind of make the characters live on.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
I've listened to a bunch of podcasts since, but I've never left a review or feedback.
Oh, yeah. That to me is a big deal because I listen to audio all the time on podcast format, whether it's a sermon, whether it's a story, whether it's whatever. I'm like, I really don't feel like commenting. The listeners here commenting is unbelievable.
It's become a very large part.
The other thing, too, was we all loved humor. So it's like, how do you get them to jump into that same lane with you? One of the decisions we made early on is to keep names out of the reviews. Yep. That way they can write in whatever they want to. Right. They can trash us.
Yeah.
And their identity is not known. So, you know, get after it. We don't care.
Sure.
And then we would turn it back on them and each other. And so then over time, you know, it just kind of, it was really nerve wracking to me in the beginning, because you want people to understand your humor, taking out the fact that I'm in the ministry and most people don't know me as that.
Right.
It's pretty risky. Then one time we get in here and I'm just say something random. Have you guys ever thought about this? And then Brother Dustin brings up, hey, I was reading a scripture, and he brings up a random scripture, something that hit him funny while he was reading the Bible. I don't remember. Was it the heifer reference? Was that one of the first?
I don't think originally.
It was the oath.
Yeah. It was the oath.
There you go.
Abraham and his servant.
And his servant making an oath.
Yes. Yeah.
And, yeah, if there was any other way to seal the promise. Like
handshake or fist bump.
Yeah, like anything.
Then the other thing that amazes me is what resonates with the audience. Like what you don't think they caught, or what, you know, what was funny to them, they just latch onto and make a deal out of it.
Yeah, this is just a conversation that people are having sitting in a studio.
Right.
And who knows what anybody's going to grab out of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's not planned ahead.
No.
Not by a long script. Yeah.
So the majority of our content has came from the listeners.
Sure.
You know, they write in something and we react to it, which I feel like was a really neat way to connect in the beginning. But also, it's been a very good thing for, you know, fueling conversation.
Yeah.
And all of our humor is reactive humor. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been proven no one here is just good at just telling jokes. I mean, it's all reactive.
I mean, there's no one here that can
do that.
Yeah, there is.
I kind of thought that was one of my strong points, but maybe not. Well, then kind of another little highlight was one time we get in here, as had already happened several times. We're recording, and we always try to end up with a serious portion of the program where you leave something for someone to think about. And we are talking about Jeremiah chapter number 18, and I had the best buildup. It was going to be the strongest biblical point I've ever made in my life.
It was.
And we get into it. Brother Dustin, you start talking about pottery like you had the best knowledge of pottery.
From his dad's college experiences. Yeah.
And we totally lost it. Well, but
leading up to that, you had already kind of started getting a twinkle in your eye. And it's just like one of those things, like nothing we were talking about was funny.
No.
But it was just something about the way you was looking.
I knew
you was about to laugh. And then I go off on this crazy tangent about pottery. I've never even touched pottery. Like, I've touched what my dad has made. But I just went off on this.
Like you had been to college for it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we lose it. And I'm like, hey, let's just scrap the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this conversation. No, I think we can salvage it. Let's just try again.
Yeah.
What ended up should have been edited out to like 3 or 4 minutes was an unedited portion that I ended up releasing. It was like 11 or 12 minutes. And it's just us trying over and over to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision was made after we recorded that night. Maybe the next day while I was editing, I was like, you know.
And I would like to apologize here, because I'm pretty sure that at some point I called y'all idiots.
That was the first time, maybe.
Yes. But
was that not one of the first times that it got way off the rails?
That was the first time.
And you had that much content that probably wouldn't have made the regular episode.
At other times?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, many times.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That sparked something like, you know what? Off the rails are a high point. Yeah, this low expectation show.
I was always very nervous. Like if anybody has been around us, we've had humor. It's been a huge part of us.
Sure.
I mean, as long as we've known each other.
Yes.
And I could tell at times that you wanted it to kind of go in that direction, but you didn't know how people would react. You didn't know if you was going to disappoint someone that was tuning in to hear about pottery.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it just goes into a train wreck. And so that was one of the episodes that gave us the confidence.
Freedom.
Yes. Freedom, the liberty to go on and kind of be who we are.
Because we wanted to keep it in the beginning. I think our whole goal was let's kind of keep it church themed.
Right.
you know, we would kind of follow, you know, we'd make a play on the fact that Brother Brad is our song leader at our church. Brother Dustin's our deacon at our church. What am I?
The shepherd.
I'm the shepherd. The pastor. Yeah. So we was kind of going to tell just funny stuff about, you know, church related incidents. So that was kind of the goal. And then when that happened, is like, you know what? I think we have the liberty where we can just talk about anything random that we want to.
Well, I think for Dustin and I, we was not so much concerned about our reputation because,
you didn't have one.
Exactly. I'm completely unknown in the holiness movement. So it was all about being careful, super careful what we, and there was a level of nervousness when you come into the studio, like, I got to be careful what I say for Brother Devin's sake.
Oh man, I wish for those days.
Not as worried about it anymore.
Now we've seen him just trash his own ministry. It really was a turning point, though.
Along with the church theme stuff, we had an idea. Hey, let's do, instead of one episode, midweek episode around camp meeting time, let's do some camp meeting episodes.
Yeah.
We went back and told memories about things that have happened that are funny at camp meeting. And I brought in preachers that would talk about their own experiences and then leave a serious portion of the program for that.
Right.
That's been a very, very successful as far as people really like to listen to those.
Yeah. Highlighted by none other than our own here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We brought Brother Judd Herschel in, and he told part of his personal testimony.
The Herschel thing kind of blended, because I did meet some people after that, like, we didn't know you were Herschel. But it kind of, everybody knows.
Yeah. That was a big episode, too.
Mm-hmm. We've also done special episodes around Easter. I did, for the first couple years, release a once-a-month interview episode. And this year, I haven't done that on a regular basis. We've got some stuff that we're wanting to do in the future. But go to Christmas 2021. We decided all December to do Christmas-themed episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a riot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What little was left on the rails went ahead and jumped off that month.
Right.
Yeah. We came in. I want to tell this. I bought you guys and your families a meal.
You did.
You know? You did.
It's Thank you.
Been a, oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
First time you said that. Thank you.
Just thought about it.
Anyway, we get in here to record at 9:30 at night. There were several disasters on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
we know.
We're not going to go into detail there. Yeah. We get in here to record, and we had three episodes to record. The first one was off the rails. The second one was nowhere close to the rails. And the third one was gone.
We were crashing down the canyon side.
But it was on that second episode, second Christmas episode, us four recording together, when Brother Dustin came out against the missionaries.
Yeah.
You make it sound like it was personal.
No, it wasn't personal.
Well, wait a second.
Y'all be the judge of it. Y'all go back and listen to that.
Leave that to your own interpretation.
At the end of that night, which I think you guys left at what, 1 o'clock in the morning?
It was pretty late. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the end of that, I mean, we were all dead tired, but my feeling was, we're going to have to scrap a bunch of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I started editing, and I laughed so stinking hard over a bunch of what went on. And I'm like, I'm going to take the risk, which we've well documented the fact that Hannah is the proof listener. A bunch of it, I was just like, please, please, please let us. And we released those. Those were huge episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Lot of fun.
And stuff that's just, that's happened, like the whole Alabama deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yes, it was a huge, you know, it was one of our main cassettes that we listened to growing up. But, you know, there's been many years that I've not listened to one Alabama song during Christmas. Yeah. But it has turned into, I'm like a super fan of Alabama. And I mean, that kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff.
Right.
That people just take it and just run with it. And
create a persona for us.
Yeah. Just make it just crazy.
Absolutely.
And I do. I think that's funny that people can put their own spin on stuff.
Absolutely.
Another thing that happened, it's been a year ago, in June of 2022, I invited a friend of mine who had only met in February to come here to the church to preach. And out of his disaster story in an early morning phone call, accidental phone call to me at 5:24, I think it was, in the morning. I asked him if I could tell that on the podcast. And when we were talking about it, I didn't know if he was familiar with what we did. He said that he'd listened to a couple of episodes. And so I was like, do you care if we retell that on the podcast? He's like, oh, no, that'd be great. And then over the course of the weekend, we continued talking because a lot of people want to know about my podcast.
Right.
So, yeah.
And he just kept asking me all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay, already. Yes, I do a podcast. No, he was telling me in the course of conversation that he had interest in doing a podcast. He loved radio shows like morning radio, and which I love, little comedy bits. And I said, I've actually wanted to bring on like a news portion. And so he's like, oh man, that would be awesome. Well, so we were talking, and he's going to be on here in just a second. We were talking, and I was like, why don't you start your own? You know, more voices, not less.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, kind of reluctant about it. I'm like, well, you could do a bit like that on ours. And he's like, yeah, I would love to. So I'm going to let him tell his side of the story. He's in the green room. He's been listening. So welcome to the program, Brother Josh Smith.
Brother Devin, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to say at the start of this, thank you for offering to fly me and my family out there for this special episode. I know the hotel that you were going to put us in, a 5-star hotel.
Yes.
And the first class flights. But I know we don't have the budget for it, even though the Bing Bong Breath Mints have been flying off the shelf.
Oh, have they ever been flying off the shelf? Brother Josh, right here in my pocket. I've got some. We just got in. We got in some more here a little while ago, and we've got them today.
I try to contribute however I can to bring the program up. Although somebody did tell me, kind of popped my bubble a little bit the other day. Somebody told me, they's like, hey, I like your I like hearing you on the program. I don't like the news. I'm like, well, what else is there?
Yeah, just a couple times you've let a testimony or two out. You your episode on woke up calls, I think was the title of it, where we shared that story about you calling me early in the morning, is actually the second most listened to episode on PodMe.
Well, what's the first?
Hey, Brother Josh, thank your family for us.
Yes.
Because we know you got the word out.
I have a very extensive family. All my kids.
I thought Herschel was the only one that spread the word.
My kids alone probably contribute thousands of listeners to that.
Yeah.
However many it has.
Yeah, it's just all of you guys. They're like, Dad, please, do we have to listen to it again tonight?
Kids, yeah. We're going to Oklahoma, and you know what we're listening to the whole way there.
No.
Not again.
That's been a very neat thing to me, for you to be able to do what you want to do with the news segment. And that's been very popular with a few.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I know that from the outset, and we've said that several times, but I have a lot of fun with it and trying to expand it a little bit. We, you know, back when we did a, tried to do a little deep dive into AI, just come up with the absolute stupidest stories that you can imagine that anybody would, nobody would ever think they were newsworthy at all. But, you know, they interest people, add my little spin to it, and it's a blast. I have had a great time. I can't believe it's been a year.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Cannot believe it. But I imagine, I can tell the listenership numbers have probably just been through the roof.
Oh, yes. Since it's, been, it's probably been our lowest year so far, so that's what we're shooting for.
I think he came out and preached a youth service nearby about a year ago and then came over here. I don't know who set that up.
Oh wow.
But, I mean...
Okay. That is true.
So,
I mean, you're welcome for this.
Yes.
So we find out today that Herschel is responsible for this whole thing.
That's it.
Yeah. Brother Judd invited him to preach. I actually came and listened to him preach.
You did?
I mean, he did okay. Their singing was good. He had a good thought.
good after church fellowship.
We appreciate your burden.
Man, he talked to us tonight, didn't he?
Man, he talked. we actually love what you do, Brother Josh, and we do appreciate your contribution. So what is your favorite thing about recording?
Well, I always like how my voice quality is always exactly the same. from episode to episode.
We understand that you are a full-time evangelist. Is that correct?
Full-time evangelist.
So, and recording is not always easy, right?
Not at all. At a good revival, Dink is going to sound a little rough next week.
So what's the...
there's been some places I've preached that Dink was just fine. The voice was buttery.
So what has been the oddest place that you've had to record your segment?
I recorded a segment in the basement of Route 4 Pentecostal Church. I recorded a segment in the basement of their church in a room full of mattresses because the mattresses absorbed the sound so good. While I was recording, a bug fell on me. But anyway, it's nothing against their church.
Not at all.
Yeah,
it was long dead. But yeah, I thought, man, this is the life. This is the life of a celebrity basement of a, laying across a mattress.
Yes, and you did get your dividend check this month, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. No problem. We appreciate what you do, Brother Josh.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on program. It's been a blast to contribute in my small way. I was thinking about it, about how it's been a year now and how that kind of me and you, we met a couple of times, met at Ida Bell, and we met at Judd's, Brother Judd's, mm-hmm. when he graciously, so generously invited me to come and be at his church that time.
Yes.
That one time I was there. A little over a year ago. He generously invited us to be there, and you got to come that night. And anyway, both of those times, though, I felt like when we met, we didn't really talk all that much or even act all that much. One day, Judd, we were talking while we were hanging out. He was like, we can run up. He's like, he was talking about like coming over to your church or coming to your house and meeting you and, you know, hanging out there. For whatever reason, we didn't get to, because I did want to know a little bit more about the podcast and everything, but we didn't get those opportunities. And then when I went and preached for you, it was like years of friendship took place in a minute long phone call.
Yeah.
At 6:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I'm glad. I was thinking about that. I was like, I'm glad that we didn't have, because I wouldn't have the awkwardness of calling somebody and telling them that you're going to be late for church and then realizing that 5:30 a.m. and you look like the biggest idiot in the world.
Yeah.
That was so perfect for that moment.
Absolutely.
So I think it was, I'm not saying that God ordained it, but I like to think that there was something in it.
We're not saying that, but we're not saying that either. Absolutely.
I'm not saying that I heard the voice of the Lord at 5:30 in the morning in that hotel room.
I know I didn't. Hey, Brother Josh, you have a good one, man. Thanks for what you do.
Hey, thank you guys. Hey, congratulations on 3 years. I've got my birthday stuff out here, and I'm gonna blow my little birthday blower thing for you.
Please do.
I hope that it made a little horn noise, but instead it just makes this noise.
So, I can see it perfectly.
Another fail.
What a perfect ending. Hey, we'll see, man.
See ya.
Another thing that I feel like has been hugely successful, but has kind of been trashed just a little bit here even today, is the fact that I bring on a regular basis probably some of the strongest humor in the joke segment. Yeah, this is the part where y'all give some feedback.
You definitely bring some sentences too, to the podcast, and we
have. Do you think I should
chuckle.
Share one today?
You might as well.
It's a birthday.
Yeah.
Episode.
Are we voting or?
Yeah. Do we really get a say? Or are you just?
I feel like this is more of a dictatorship.
I think so.
Do you think the masses are begging for that now?
Yeah. Go ahead, Castro. say your joke for us.
I mean, that's pretty solid music for it, right?
Yeah.
And here, a few weeks back,
yeah.
You said that it was supposed, that's like the intro to a song, you know?
Well, it just sounds like an intro to a song.
Do you want to try it on here?
Well, I mean, we can.
Are you going to help, Brother Brad?
I don't know.
Don't put him on the spot. No.
Is this the joke?
No.
Oh, okay. About them singing.
Did you hear whenever I said that it sounds like part of a song?
Yeah.
Did it sound like that to you?
Yeah.
So is that what you hear now?
I heard the same thing.
Yeah. Every time you hear it, you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, he's helping.
My shoulders were helping.
A good strong, like a tuba or trombone part.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You guys ever do any mechanic work?
Very little for me.
This is the part where I'm going into the joke.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. No.
No mechanic work? You have a little bit, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
You didn't work like for a professional shop,
no,
right?
No, sir.
More like a shade tree mechanic?
Yes.
Well, this is a little bit of a story about a shade tree mechanic.
Oh, a story. I love stories.
Yeah, it's more a story form.
I hope it's long.
Yeah.
Long form.
A shade tree mechanic friend of mine.
Okay.
I got to make it personal.
Yeah, right.
He had a dog, which is also something that we found out this year. You and him have something in common.
Right.
You may be the shade tree mechanic. Could we make it this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not professional, though.
Oh, okay. Well, he had his business at his home. That sounds pretty professional.
All right.
Yeah.
Shade tree mechanic, which means you work on cars out underneath.
Wherever, shade tree.
The shade tree.
Yeah, we're following.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We connected the dots.
Yeah. Well, good for us. Yeah.
Hashtag long.
Yeah. Trying to be longer.
Yeah.
His dog.
Are you testifying right now or yes. telling a joke?
Okay. Yes. And I thought his dog.
Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
His dog, his name was Mace. Okay. Nothing insignificant there. I mean, odd dog names. Puppet, that's your dog's name.
Right.
Mace. So, hang on just a second. I kind of got to glance down at my notes flawlessly. Mace had a problem. He had a big problem. He ate grass, which also is not uncommon in and of itself, right?
For a dog to eat grass? Yeah.
No, yeah. Not super uncommon.
No. Yeah.
But not on a regular basis, right?
No.
Just only when they're not feeling sick. Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've always...
Pretty common.
Associated
well, Mace
with.
Didn't just eat the grass when he was feeling sick. He just ate grass all the time. But he didn't just eat, like, just a little bit. He, like, cleared the yard.
Wow.
Like, all the way down to the dirt. No grass. Hmm. It was pretty crazy. So... They ended up having to ban him from going outside.
Mm.
No more. I mean, he wanted some semblance of a yard. You don't want it down to the dirt all
no,
the time.
No, you want grass.
So one day while my buddy, his mechanic business, he was working out under the shade tree. I can't remember what his name was for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He's working along and dropped a wrench and the grass was tall and he had a big, big problem. So is this going long?
It's not long enough.
Okay. So he searched all the rest of the day, way into the evening, finally got frustrated. He's like, I don't know. I'll never find it in the dark. You know, put his flashlight up, goes in the house, frustrated, goes to bed. And he's just like, you know, as Christians do, it just turned into a Christian mechanic story.
I love this.
Well, he's your friend. So.
He's like, yes.
I'm glad he's a Christian and your friend.
He prays, you know, Lord, please help me to find that wrench tomorrow.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to him, Mace, in the night, breaks out of the doggy door. He gets up in the morning. You're never going to guess what happened.
Please tell us.
The entire yard is cleared. And shining from the morning sun is that wrench that he lost.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
This is a testimony.
That's just like our Lord.
He just looked up to heaven and he started humming this old tune, A Grazing Mace, How Sweet the Hound that Found a Wrench for Me. And world, you are welcome.
Three hard years of work. It ends just like that.
Hey, stop. Come down to this.
I thought you meant it took me three hard years of work to tell that joke.
Well,
it didn't feel that long.
It did feel a little, a little bit for sure, too.
One more thing before we wrap all this up. We have been recipients of some awesome fan mail. And I don't have it all displayed here in Studio 4, but I do have some of it.
Yes.
Some of it is over there on your side, Brother Judd. Do you want to pull that out? It's the ACE, A-C-E.
Yeah.
Fan mail.
Also, right here.
Yeah, there's the flags sitting right behind the deacon.
Talking Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And right behind you, Brother Dustin, there's a plaque.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not today, Heifer.
Not today, Heifer.
Yep. Shout out to you, Brother Brylan.
Brylan, yes.
And then our very own Brother Brad, he brought back some flags from London, and they're laying up there. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. You went to ACE too?
I did.
Is this back down memory lane?
I went for a few years, yep.
He brought some flags, and there's another little signet that Brother Brad
recognize those brought. Guys.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I recognize those guys. I didn't get many of them, but I recognize them.
You also got your frog on your desk.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's been a little bit of fan mail. That's from the anointed bass player. And hi, yep. Hannah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
This is a little bit of fan mail here.
Yeah.
A Pod and Me mug. We all got one of these.
We did.
And in true Pod and Me fashion, Brother Brad's name was misspelled on his. Mine mm-hmm. says the humble Potterator. His was Big Dad Brad.
Big Dad Brad, yeah.
I forgot about that.
That came from Herschel's brother-in-law
mm-hmm.
and sister. Yeah. Yes. Shout out to you, Brother Kane. That's where we've been. Now I got a question. Where are we going?
I don't know.
They'll just have to stay tuned.
Is this like the grand finale?
Yeah, are we telling them bye?
I hope not.
It's been a good run.
Oh, man. Probably one of my... Whoa, hang on just a second. Oh, one of my favorite parts of the program is what we do right here. We just let that old exit music mm-hmm. take us out every week. Herschel, I'm so glad you came down for this.
I'm glad I got to.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you like to share anything as we're closing out?
Loretta! Not really. I don't have anything to say.
Just nothing.
There's nothing on his heart.
Brother Brad, anything from you?
Enjoyed it greatly.
Brother Dustin?
All 3 years.
Yes.
Yes. It's been a pleasure working with you guys.
Awesome.
Look forward to what's in store.
Ooh. Man. Waterworks. Waterworks. Mm.
These old allergies. Tearing us up.
I don't know what else to say. First of all, let's address this. We invited Judd down here and he didn't say anything.
What do you mean?
Do you want to share any of your personal testimony?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm just here. It's fine. I just drove cross country.
Yeah,
it's
fine. It ain't so far.
Just a little bit of time and gas.
Time and gas is not a big deal.
No.
Not nowadays.
No, I just really hate that I'm not on more. Wish I was invited on more, but it's fine.
December would hurry up and get here.
No, no. Hey, Judd, we had a great year. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Hey, Valentine's Day was out of the park. Hey, can you come? Oh, never mind.
You know what? I think that was your fault.
No, it wasn't. I'm a very unbusy person.
I think you canceled us.
No, it was all the Potterator.
Was it really?
This year?
Yeah, he didn't invite me.
Oh, we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. He's like, hey, we're doing a Valentine's Day. It went over really good last year. Hey, can you and your wife just stay home this year?
Well, I did that because I knew you guys were having marriage trouble.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want that on a podcast.
I felt like I didn't know if it was because me and Crystal smashed the competition.
It could have been.
The previous year mm-hmm. on the...
I don't remember a smash. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just so close to me destroying everybody at like the Christmas episodes. It'd been a little tension that yeah. early on in February.
Destroying.
Yeah.
We didn't want tension to arise.
One thing we didn't mention to Brother Josh was how weak he performed on the Name That Tune when he recorded with us.
We should yeah. have mentioned that. Yes.
And Josh is a music guy.
Yeah. He kind of talked a big game.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He's all like, that's my deal. That's my jam right there, boy.
Yeah, and then he got very few of them.
Shout out to Loser Josh.
Yeah. The hardest person to play Name That Tune is with this guy right here.
Why?
Because you don't play fair. You right. start naming artists before the music even begins.
Mm-hmm. So then Elevation Worship, Maverick City Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time.
Zach Williams.
They're the backup to everything on the message.
What was Maverick?
Maverick City Music.
Is that what you already said?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
come
cool.
on in the conversation, Potterator. Come on
it's
in the conversation.
It's funnier when you say it again. But
right. Yeah.
Turns into a joke.
Yeah, what was that one that he always hollered out?
Yeah.
It was like Maverick or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, that one time when I did that, yeah.
Here I am trying to think of what's coming up next again.
It is really a lot of fun when Judd does come down, though.
It's a blast.
I do really enjoy it.
Any of the camaraderie stuff is fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing off whatever's said. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I don't take myself too seriously.
Poor Brad. He has been, we have attacked him many times in this deal.
No, not much.
I expected more than once for Brad to take his books and go home.
No. Are y'all trying to get me to?
No.
No, not at all.
It's so funny, though, because there's times when it's just like, we just bounce on you like all of a sudden, and nothing's planned.
And I will say, every now and then, Brother Brad says something, I'm like, ouch. Yeah. Where did that come from?
He comes out swinging every once in a while. Yeah. He'll get a little jab in on us every once in a while.
Yeah, like yeah. Just slip something in sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's a good forecast to the reviewers and you know people that write in. I mean, for the most part, we can take it. You know
oh,
I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the point.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've proven that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come after us,
who cares?
Yeah.
Bring it.
We love it and we're going to come right back at you.
Yeah.
I guess something we probably never talked about is we have got, maybe I could count on one hand, negative reviews.
Where they were serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I haven't known how to address that.
Right.
Some of them we were misunderstood. Some of them we may not have been. I don't
and
know.
Some people were just wrong.
Yeah. And some we just didn't know how to respond because it wasn't anything that we was really that passionate about.
Right.
Yeah.
They just took what we said and kind of went a different direction. So
you kind of hear what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if there's something like vaguely, like one instant for sure, it was totally off subject from what we were talking about. I mean, they totally misread and heard what they, you know, they thought we were trying to convey, and it wasn't that at all. But I don't know how to deal with that other than, you know, I try in the editing process to be a little more careful, you know.
And in the moment, it didn't feel right to read it and then come after them.
And destroy it,
Yeah. It was just kind of one of those deals like, okay, you've said your piece, we hear it, and we just move on.
That's a pretty good thing to talk about, though, and we may have already on the podcast from time to time. How do you deal with criticism?
Yeah.
I think you turn around and there could be an element of truth to that.
Sure.
It's like, that stings a little bit, but that's because it might be true or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we're all pretty well self-aware of what, you know, what we say. And
I think when you get one like that, though, you just, it does make you pause.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, you are a little bit more careful.
I got a question for you guys. Has there been a time where you've been like, I'm done. I don't think I can do this anymore.
As in
like, you know, I think it's ran its course. We're done.
I can say that I thought that about myself. No, not about the podcast, but like, you know what? I'm not that funny. And I'm supposed to be the funny guy. I'm supposed to be the loud guy that screams. And I thought, like, let's tag out. Let's get another Herschel. You know, I thought that about myself. But then I come sit here and laugh till I fall out of this chair. And I'm like, I'm not trading that with nobody.
Yeah.
Have you, Brother Brad?
No, I don't think so.
Never. It's like, because there's been a couple different times that I feel like I've hit a wall creatively or whatever. It's like, how do you come up with more content?
But that's something that you bear that we don't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind
of know.
Is this a plea for help?
Yes. There's the Brad I was looking for right there. Like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. We don't even put any effort into this podcast.
I mean, my whole like doing all the feedback, I just read whatever is sent. So
you act like there's no talent to what you're doing.
I know. I have to say the name that tunes that I have put together.
They're awesome.
Unbelievable. I'd say those.
You have thrown a couple of clunkers in there though of like some no name artist.
You're just mad because you lost.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew the name.
He's wanting to play name that tune.
It was Maverick City.
What about you, Brother Dustin?
I wouldn't say that I was ever done with the podcast, but I have been kind of like you, just weary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of better wording for me. Just like, I don't know if I'm can put anything in it to add.
There's been times whenever we came in and you just felt like you had nothing to offer. You was tired. You've had a long day and, you know, you knew you had to record a couple, maybe sometimes three episodes. There for a while, we were doing three and you just felt just drained.
Yeah.
But typically after 10, 15 minutes in, you're just revived and ready to go. So
I don't remember specifically the episodes, but there's been a few when we've left. I've gotten my truck and just thought that was unbelievably terrible. Maybe through the editing or whatever, it's always turned out good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been times when I thought nothing we said made any sense.
Like Shout out to the moderator.
Yes. Yes. He has a big responsibility for that.
He does.
And you think it's not going to flow. It's just all crazy and choppy. And for some reason, it all comes together.
Yeah. Another thing we've never talked about on here that I think needs to talk about is like, how big does the hole in the sock have to be before you throw the socks away? You just expect something else, wouldn't you?
Gotcha.
Yeah, is this a black sock that we're talking about?
Yes. It's just that it was a pretty serious moment. I figured I'd throw that in.
Yeah. I appreciate the lightening up.
Yeah.
I have had a few times going to the point of like wanting to call it quits. I've had a few times where there was something very taxing going on otherwise in life.
Sure.
It's like, I don't think I can do it this week. We can't release an episode. And to her credit, Hannah's like, consistency is the key. If you're done, then you're going to be done. But you can't just take off a month or say, okay, we're not going to be here for 2 weeks. You will lose whatever audience is out there.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true, too.
And that's been difficult at times because there's been some pretty crazy things going on in our lives. I was looking back through the episode list. One of them was you, Brother Judd, had COVID, which I know you weren't recording with us every week, but we were extremely concerned about you because you got, you know, I don't know if the world knows this or not, but you got very, very sick.
Yeah.
And it got very serious. Same thing a year later or so with Brother Brad and Brother Dustin.
Yeah.
And I had to record a couple of episodes. Well, you were gone maybe two during that time.
You did one without either of us, and then we did one without him.
Yeah.
And we had to come in here and play it off like, oh, yeah, you know, wonder where he's at, knowing that you were very sick.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty tough stuff.
Yeah, my toes were in Chili Jordan. Like, I felt the water.
Yeah. I remember listening to some of those episodes, and I was fighting the death angel off.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, do they even care? No,
yeah, I we're like, really. Where in the world is Dustin?
Yeah, where's that old deacon at?
Yeah.
And you're on oxygen and life support and with an IV.
I mean, was it?
Yeah.
It was several years in before Dustin and I recorded one without you. And that was the first time I didn't think we could pull that off.
No.
Just figuring out
the
machine.
But can you remember how hilarious the joke segment of that was?
It was unbelievable.
Nobody ever remembers that.
The feedback that we got off of those jokes was just...
It was outstanding.
If nothing else, kept me going.
And the subject matter was just gripping.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we had them. We had them just in the palm of our hand.
We have had times where we didn't record for 4 weeks, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like during Easter episodes, and we might have a couple stacked up. I think one time we went 4 weeks without recording.
We
seems like it, yeah.
And then coming back in and trying to get back in the groove is like, woo.
Or just pick right up,
like
it to kind of like it flows. Because it's hard to remember. You know, like if we do two episodes, you know, which we always do, two episodes when we come in, to keep straight your timelines and your current events and what was said and
not to overflow into the next one.
Yeah.
Because you're a week removed.
Yeah.
But I do think there's no bad ones, Potterator. There's no bad episodes. But the relaxation halfway through the first one and the second one, I think it flows. You know, it's completely different. It's almost like that break-in period. Because I'm not here every week. So when I walk in running 100 mile an hour, you guys coming off work or whatever, the first 15, 20 minutes, like you said, it's like, hey, good to see y'all again.
Right.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
How's your mom? How's your family?
Yeah.
And then 15 minutes into it, we're like,
There
we are.
Then the chuckles start happening.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you hear that in an episode that you're not part of?
I can.
Oh,
I can.
Oh, man. I was trying to hide that.
Yeah. Cut.
No, it's just like, you know, anytime you come in and you're just kind of, my mind is going 100 miles away. And then.
Yeah.
15 minutes into it, you're like, by the way, Brother Devin, your jokes are horrible. And then it just all falls apart.
I think the funny part is when we do have serious content of how we've just, you know, we've went through some of the dumb, funny feedback, cutting up the jokes, and then you've got to just, boom.
Yeah. You're just like, and
let's talk about forgiveness. You get all super serious.
Yeah.
Try to put on a
The only time hat. We really never did that was on the sacrament. We was like, there's no way we can have anything else.
We didn't
but
have
that.
Anything lighthearted.
Yeah.
No.
That was early on, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
But
that was definitely a time to not.
Where we used wisdom.
Yeah, we used some wisdom for sure.
That said, one time.
One time in 3 years.
That one time.
How about those communion jokes, folks?
And then that's probably why we've been excluded from the Easter segments. As
after
well.
That,
fired. He said, I'll bring somebody else in.
We don't even hear about Easter. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey guys, can y'all record next Monday night? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need us again? Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll be there.
Coming back in.
Yeah.
How was y'all's Easter?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of fun. It's grew to something bigger than I would have ever dreamed.
Oh my goodness.
And the feedback that we get from all over, you know, it feels like the United States, and you go to a meeting or go to somewhere and people are talking about it. And it's very awkward. I will say that. I don't know how to talk to people that come up and talk to us about the podcast. I really appreciate it. And if it seems like it's awkward, it's because I don't really know how to react.
How do you respond to that?
I try to, when we're in here recording, I try to think of just us three or four.
Yeah.
That's who I think of. I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. Sure. I don't think of really outside the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you hear somebody and, you know, somebody calls you out for bashing missionaries, you know, and you're it's funny. And
they're a missionary.
Yeah.
Yes. You're like, I only told three people.
Yes, Brother Sumner comes up and introduces himself, and you're just like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. But it's great. Yeah. It really is great.